And a good morning, Broncos fans. Welcome to Reliance Stadium in Houston, Texas. It is week 16. Broncos kicking off early for the first time all season with Greg Caldwell, Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall, Broncos TV pregame show. It's been 10 long days since the Broncos lost to San Diego. Coaches, players, everyone kind of called it a reboot. And right now, as I said, we're 2 weeks away from the playoffs, Gray. No one wants to look past what they need to do here today, but a couple things can fall into place, start looking towards January.
Well, a Broncos win today by itself doesn't do anything in the playoff seeding picture. But if the Broncos win and the Kansas City Chiefs, who play at the same time they host the Indianapolis Colts, if they lose, the Broncos would lock up the AFC West for the third consecutive season. And another game to watch this afternoon, the New England Patriots at the Baltimore Ravens. Yep. If the Patriots lose, the Chiefs lose, and the Broncos win, the Broncos would lock up the AFC's number one seed for the second consecutive season, and home field would in the AFC playoffs would go through Sports 30 Field at Mile High.
Yeah, and if you ask players and coaches back at Dove Valley all week, nobody wants to look past what they have to do here today against the team, Andrew. When that schedule came out, no one really thought at this point of the year they'd have two wins and an interim head coach.
Yeah, and really, they are 2-12, but you hear a lot from the Broncos about how on tape that the Texans are better than their record. The numbers bear that out. They've got the 4th-ranked defense, the 11th-ranked offense. You're not usually looking at those numbers and seeing a team that's 2-12. So where has it gone wrong for these guys? It's been in turnovers. Giveaway, takeaway margin is minus 15. We know about their giveaways. We know about Matt Schaub's problems with interceptions. Of course, he's starting today. But they also have fewer takeaways than any team in the league. So really, if you're the Broncos, you want to get the Texans, you know, on their heels a little bit. The key is don't give the game to them. Don't get caught with some takeaways. So it goes back to problems earlier this year, making sure they're fixed. You don't want to see fumbles from the running backs. You don't want a stray throw. You don't want to give the Texans a chance to believe they can pull off the upset.
Yeah, what offensive coordinator Adam Gase wants to see at the end of this game is a shorter time disparity between time of possession as they saw against the San Diego Chargers. Gase addressed that this week at Dove Valley.
I think that's any offense. I mean, if you're not on the field, you know, can't score points. But what we can do to combat that is we got to convert on third down. Those three and outs, well, that hasn't happened to us all year. And we got to make sure that, and after that first series, we had a 3-and-out. That second series, we have to make sure we make that conversion. And if that's a better first down play call or second down play call to keep us out of third down, to get a drive going, we'll stay on the field. And then that helps our defense out and special teams, and maybe we get something going.
That's Adam Gase this week back at Dove Valley. And something else that Coach Gase touched on was how disruptive, even though despite the sack numbers aren't there, how scary and still disruptive J.J. Watt is. The guy a lot of people will come to this building to watch today, Andrew.
Yeah, 42 hits of opposing quarterbacks this year. Leads the league at 17 ahead of the next best guy. I mean, and you look back to last year's game in Denver, and Watt really disrupted the offense. He had 2.5 sacks. He had another sack that would have been, if not for a hold that saved Peyton Manning from getting hit on that play. And really the key for the Broncos, the first thing you have to do is you have to contain J.J. Watt, and a lot of that's going to fall on Luis Vasquez and Orlando Franklin on the right side. You know, there were some struggles last year, but Vasquez has not allowed a sack this year. So really, that's the matchup to watch in this game.
Yeah, definitely a test for sure. They will get tested on the other side of the ball. Case Keenum, no. Matt Schaub, he'll go back in and play this week. You asked Jack Del Rio about what he's seen of him. We'll get to that in just a second. But still, regardless, they still have some players that the Broncos defense knows they have to keep an eye on today.
Well, Andrew mentioned it. The Broncos are somewhat familiar with this team because they played just last season. And Matt Schaub was the quarterback in that Texans win. He had two long touchdown passes to Andre Johnson, who is about on the verge of another 100-catch, 1,000-yard season. And Champ Bailey, who's expected to play today, said that not a lot of people are talking about Andre Johnson right now just because the Texans aren't winning, but he's just as dangerous as he's always been. And it's, like you said, Case Keenum isn't going to play, Matt Schaub's going to play, but he's not your typical backup. And that's sort of what the players in the locker room were talking about. That's what Jack Del Rio was saying. You got a guy who was in the Pro Bowl just last year. So things that may not have gone his way this season, but he's still a dangerous veteran that the Broncos defense has to be ready for.
Schaub and Champ Bailey, teammates at the Pro Bowl last year. Bailey said he's ready to go, might see him play here for the first time in a while. Here's Jack Del Rio earlier this week talking about why Matt Schaub is still dangerous.
you know, we played against them last year. He played well against us last year here at our place. And so, you know, we coached him in the Pro Bowl. I mean, the guy's a good football player, veteran player, good anticipation. You know, he's had some very productive years down there. And for whatever reason, things haven't gone the way, you know, he or they would like it to be at this point. But we're gearing up for a challenge, a good football team. That's maybe had a rough year, but still a talented football team that's very capable.
And that's going to do it for today's pregame show. Thanks so much for watching. For Gray, for Andrew, I'm Chris. Again, Broncos kick off early, 11 o'clock on CBS against the Houston Texans. We'll have you covered all day long here at Reliance Stadium in postgame. Thanks so much for watching, everyone. Enjoy the game.